Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Appalachian Summer Festival 2012 kicks off its 28th season on Sunday, June 24th, with a theater getaway to Triad Stage in Greensboro. It'll be a comic trip into the world of wizardry, where romance, wit, action, and adventure come alive at every turn during the Triad Stage production of The Illusion, a comic fantasy. But Appalachian Summer is much more than just theater. In fact, it's become one of the largest regional multi-arts festivals in the entire nation, with over 26,000 people in attendance each year. App Summer is presented by the Appalachian State University Office of Arts and Cultural Programs on and around the beautiful High Country University campus. For nearly a decade, the festival has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast by the Southeast Tourism Society. Appalachian Summer Festival 2012 will feature an eclectic, diverse mix of dance, theater, visual arts, film, and music, and it runs through July 28th. Today we'll sample from the music part with Appalachian State University Arts and Cultural Programs Director Denise Ringler. As always, a great mix, Denise. I can't help, as a child of the 70s, my eyes were drawn to the Doobie Brothers and Chicago as a headliner.
That's right. We were very fortunate to kind of tag on to the national tour of those two groups. So it was an opportunity that presented itself and we just couldn't pass it up. And then we also, for that brand of programming that you're talking about, Creedence Clearwater Revisited with special guest Lee Bryce is another one that kind of appeals to that age demographic that you and I probably both fall into.
Late baby boomers. I'll
That's
call it
right.
that. Great. Take me back. And then the Traveling McCourys, a chance to tap into the Dale McCoury legacy.
Absolutely. We've loved presenting Dale McCoury in the past and the opportunity to present his family, his sons, and then performing with Sierra Hull, who's an absolutely phenomenal artist who is very much a protege of Alison Krauss. She is coming with her band, Highway 111. So it's kind of the best of a well-known name in bluegrass and kind of a young emerging talent. We think that combination will be a lot of fun.
Don't you know, my child, you can lean on me. Oh, yeah.
Well, a well-known name regionally and turning out internationally these days, Eastern Music Festival, and music of a very different sort.
Classical music has really been at the heart of an Appalachian Summer Festival since its inception, both in terms of symphonic music and chamber music, and we are so thrilled that the Eastern Festival Orchestra with Gerard Schwartz is very much part and parcel of this annual festival. Maestro Schwartz actually advises us on the symphonic programming selections, and we share guest artists who perform in Greensboro generally on a Saturday night, and then that same program travels to Boone on Sunday. So we're thrilled that Alexander Taradze, the great Russian pianist, will be here as a guest artist on July 15th with Gerard Schwartz. And then, of course, we've got the chamber music series with the Broyhill Chamber Ensemble, which is a real mainstay of an Appalachian Summer Festival for 28 years now.
My thanks to Appalachian State University Arts and Cultural Programs Director Denise Ringler. We just heard a small sampling of the musical offerings at this year's Appalachian Summer Festival, which runs for the entire month of July on the App State University campus in Boone. You'll find links to the enormous, complete App Fest schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. On Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Up Close, Denise will give us a sneak peek at the wonderful App Fest offerings in the world of dance, visual arts, film, and more. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.